John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people came in droves. Men and women alike, respected people and outcasts, soldiers and tax collectors, rich and poor, they became like a human tributary to the river itself, flocking down to the Jordan, repenting of their sins and seeking to live a different life, a better life, a good life. The people came hoping that there was power in the water. They hoped that there was power to change their lives, to change the way that they lived, to change the world around them, because they lived in a world dominated by the power of sin. They lived in a world structured in a sinful way, engineered almost to drive them to do things that they hated. There were a few, very few, mind you, rich and powerful men in the world who lived high off the hog and who could do as they pleased. But the rest of the sorry lot of humanity had to scratch and scrabble just to stave off starvation. And this sinful arrangement controlled people's lives as surely as if they dangled on marionette strings. Tax collectors came to the waters, seeking a new way of life, to change their ways. And they were told, "Do not use your power to cheat the poor out of extra taxes and pocket the rest." But tax collectors, you must understand, were living hand to mouth just like almost everyone else. Plus, they were hated as parasites, branded as pariahs. Corruption was how they could afford to feed themselves. Sin was the most reliable way they knew to survive. Soldiers. Soldiers came to the waters seeking a new way of life, and they were told, "Do not extort bribes through the threat of violence." But soldiers were paid almost nothing. And they were hated as oppressive collaborators, and they had plenty of palms to grease themselves. How were they going to get the money they needed to survive, if not by threat of violence? Violence is what they had to work with. Sin was the surest way they knew to survive. Tax collectors and soldiers and miserable, self-hating sinners of every stripe came walking out of that water, dripping from the river, forgiven for what they had done in the past. And surely that was a great gift. It is a great gift to be forgiven for what we've done. But that was not the reason why the people had come. They had come hoping to leave the waters stronger than when they had entered, strong enough to be free. Free from old patterns of living that made them hate themselves. The people had come to be set free from the power of sin. And do not be deceived. Sin is far more dangerous and alive a thing than a list of do's and don'ts. The Apostle Paul describes sin in this way: "For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. And it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me." That's the trouble with sin. Not that it will land a soldier or a tax collector deep in the red on the wrong side of a cosmic ledger. Rather, sin is that means by which people do not live in the ways that they would wish, but rather think themselves only able to survive by doing things that they hate, not knowing any other way to live. That is the power of sin. The power to make a child of God hate themselves until the day they die. The people had come seeking to be free from the power of sin. And somewhere among them, somewhere among that river of humanity, walking into the Jordan. There was one. One like a child of humanity. One who was a carpenter by the sweat and sawdust smell of him. But this one among the many, this face among the crowd, he was different. He was different. He had not come seeking to be absolved of any wrongdoing. For this one had been holy from the day that he was born. This one had been wise in the law and knew what was good and did what was right. And yet still, even still, the power of sin ruled all around him as if in spite of his goodness. The people he met everywhere were ruled by the power of sin. And what could he do? It was not right the way the world was, but what could he do? It was not right that the few should have so much and that so many should be forced to do things they hate simply to survive. But what? Beyond remaining free from the taint of sin himself, could this one person do? The Son of Man came to the waters of baptism for the same reason that everyone else had. He was seeking strength. He was seeking to walk out of the waters of baptism stronger than when he entered, able to break patterns of old living, old ways of getting by in the world, not only for himself, but for all the children of God. He walked into that water, hoping that somehow the world might be set free from sin. And when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. There in the river, the world was changed forever. Christ shared in one baptism, in the same baptism, with all those who had come seeking strength, strength from God. And in Christ's baptism, heaven and earth became one, and God joined humanity. God joined humanity in the struggle to break the back of sin's strength. Never again could sin be used as a weapon, used as a threat, dividing God from her children. Because in Christ's baptism, humanity's struggle against sin became God's struggle as well. Sin cannot divide us from God. Instead, God is with us when we seek to be free from living in ways that we hate. And that is good news. That is good news for us today, Christians, because the power of sin is something that each generation must fix. The power of sin is still with us, but the strength and power of Christ's baptism is also ours to lay claim to. The power of the water of baptism is still the same. Christ's baptism is our baptism as well. Ours is a baptism born of the power of Christ, the power to fling away the bottle or the needle or the forged prescription slip and to walk into the arms of something greater than ourselves. Ours is a baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit. Fire hot enough to melt machine guns meant for killing into microchips meant for teaching, because the power of death is a lie and we seek to follow the truth. Ours is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, wise and clear-eyed enough to know that it is intolerable that a generation of children should be abandoned to guns and drugs and gangs. Sin is real, and it is dangerous. But sin is not our Lord or Master. Christ is the Lord, and we can and must build a world where sin does not devour us or our children. The power of sin has been broken in the baptism of Christ, and God's power is with us to build a new world. Hallelujah.